Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I hope you can hear me. I'm new to this, trying to present this Blog Talk Radio without help. I'd like to start the show with a sound. That's a gift that's being offered to mankind and others in this psych realms, to connect with real guidance and a real education. This new presentation is being offered by Dwayne Hepner and there's lots of information about it on Facebook, and you can look up www.worldwideeducators.com to find out what it's about. I hope that this is working. Can anybody hear me? Is there anyone that can hear me?
Hey, Tim, I can hear you. I just had to log in and unmute myself.
Yeah, great. Now, I guess I pushed the little headphone until, or should I just leave it on? Anyway, okay. So this Blog Talk episode, try to explain a little bit about how important this new presentation is. We came here into these bodies for a reason. And this new presentation is offering a way to get out of these psych realms into real universes where there's real love and real freedom. It's probably the most important thing on earth right now that's being offered, if the real guides are giving you the opportunity to hear about the new presentation and find out for yourselves what it's all about. Can begin by singing the new you song for about 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night, and maybe 15 minutes in the morning when you wake up. And that shows the real guides that you're sincere about wanting to know things that you don't know about life and what's really going on. You get some real guidance and a real education that's being presented right now for, I guess, those that are ready to pay attention. There are many people involved with presenting this new presentation in many ways. There's um, what are they called? Projects that are in the process of developing for everyone to become involved with that wants to, like the All Solar Research Vessel and the Nations United Universal University. Right now we have Henry on the line, and he has just presented the turf. Maybe he'd like to talk a little bit about it so that people can find out about this project and become involved.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Tim. Yeah, so what really makes sense here on Earth is supporting what supports us, which is real water, real air, real food, and rainforests provide all these things. So, and the whole Earth used to be just one big rainforest once upon a time, and it can be that way again, and there's a lot of cool technologies and things that we can use to accelerate this process that most people don't know about. And so I put together a project plan to show people what we can do with the knowledge we have and the people we know to create these rainforests. And if anyone wants that plan, they can let me know or contact us on one of our websites. And yeah, it's really cool. It talks about primary water, soil biology, permaculture, biodynamic gardening, scalar energy, and then how we're going to incorporate all of that to the Nations United Universal University, where people can have a real purpose and learn all these things that I just mentioned, as well as they can participate in some fun stuff like, building natural structures according to what's available in the area, whether it be adobe, hempcrete, bamboo, earth chips, or whatever, tree houses, teepees, all this stuff can be done. And also we'll use lots of natural healing remedies, protocols, and technologies such as hyperbaric chambers and all this stuff for the people that don't have the energy to participate in the projects. They can get healthy there while being in a natural environment surrounded by real people with a real focus. So yeah, it's a cool proposal, and we're sending it out to people so they can see what we're about, and if they want to get involved and help us secure, you know, some sponsorships or contributions to make it happen. We know people here, we're talking to people all the time, but you know, some people know other people that can accelerate the process of making these projects be underway faster. So like I said, the Earth is dying here, so we're focused all the time on trying to create a benefit. And so yeah, if anyone wants that project plan, they can ask me or go to turfclub.club.
Yeah, thanks, Henry. That's a lot of things that it seems like most people on Earth aren't aware of, and it makes me wonder. It's like cigarettes and alcohol and drugs. It seems like even if people are aware that certain things are not good for them, that they make the decision, they choose to continue with the same lifestyle instead of changing. It's like, what does it really take? We see so many that get cancers and things in life, and they really wonder, even with the opportunity, what it is going to take to have people make better choices. Of course, we're being affected a lot by these beings called reptilians that seem to be out to destroy our air and our water and our food and our very physical lives here in this physical realm. There's so much stuff that most people are not aware of that is being offered to be revealed to the people right now about even finding out about that we have five different bodies here in these psych realms. We have our physical bodies that we seem to think is us. And then we have a astral body, which is another body, and that's like the emotional body, our emotions, like what we call love and fear and hate and all these things that we call emotions. And then we have a causal body, which is our memories of past lives and things, that all kinds of experiences that we've had. And we have a mental body, which is our mind and the things we think about. And we have a etheric body, which is our subconscious, or the part of us that is intuitive. And most of us, it seems like, aren't aware of these other bodies that we have and their purposes. This psych realm stuff is, I guess, what we need to go through for lessons, to have a comparison of what isn't real compared to what is real. If we're all going to be around forever, it just makes sense to be not controlled by others, to be slaves for, like the reptilians here on this earth. They've turned this into a human farming prison planet, and they've created governments and religions and educational systems to control everybody. And most of us on the earth don't seem to be aware of what's really going on. So this new presentation has books that are available at lulu.com that Dwayne Hepner, Dwayne the Great Writer, he goes by on his romantic adventures books. There's like 9 of them available for a person to check out and find out for themselves what is being offered, this treasure that doesn't come around, it seems like, very often to us in this physical realm. So we have an opportunity now to pay attention and find out for ourselves what's really going on, why we're really here. There's so much that seems to be hidden on purpose so that we're kept unaware as much as possible. So unless a person's really trying to find out what's really going on, it's not, other than the new presentation on earth, you're not going to find out what this life that you have, that we have, is all about. Pretty much we've experienced so many things, and here they have this new energies they're using, like the microwaves and things that they have developed in war, and that has the ability, they can control the human mind, make it do certain things, and then we have all these other things going on too, like they use these weapons on our forest to destroy them, burn them up, and besides the particles in the air, all kinds of things that aren't good for the human body, and there's just so many things going on, and the governments too are like under control of these reptilians, and these religions too are all used to control the humans. So if a person really wants some real freedom, then it's time to wake up and pay attention to the new presentation while it's being offered. Don't take it for granted. Find out for yourself. So, Henry, would you like to mention anything about the new presentation, any more stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what we're doing is very simple, and it's a real adventure. It's so cool when you begin to see what life is and stand with it and become what it is, and you really see the comparison of how things are here. It's like being in a video game and you're just controlling this little body here in this world, and you know, walk around, and everybody's really, really stupid. Realistically, they're just agreeing to restrictions everywhere. Nobody's paying attention to the natural environment. The natural environment is so cool, but the created distortions here and restrictions, that's, people are more comfortable with that than going and being with the natural environment and supporting it, planting trees and doing these projects and talking about what's really going on to wake people up, because yeah, people are too self-convinced with their comfort zone to pay attention to see more, and that's a real shame, because there's always more. Life is endless, and it's so cool, and people are just agreeing to the 9-to-5 or whatever. No, they're agreeing to the monetary system, and even if they have these sound good spiritual ideas and religious ideas and things about their saviors, saints, and masters or whoever, they're still agreeing to restrictions in creation, and so they're not motivated to really make a change here and really support what supports them, which is the all natural environment, which is more than just nature here on Earth. And so the new presentation is so cool, because it's like a bunch of real people who see what makes sense, and we get together and we're doing these wonderful projects for the whole of life, and we put life before ourselves, and it's so cool, and it's so simple, and it really makes sense. And so, yeah, I just keep seeing, you know, I walked out today, I had to get a money order, do some of these funny things we do here, and I walked out of, well, first I walked into 7-Eleven, and it's just like nuts. There's just like so many loud noises, the air conditioning, the refrigerators, it smelled toxic and awful, but people that work in there, they're just so used to that, and the people that go in there all the time, they're so used to that vibration, that frequency, that energy that's in there, and I walk outside and there's like the sun shining and it's so nice, but then I look around at all the people and they're wandering around just like lost people, like in a video game. If you just watch if you're in a video game, the other characters playing, the other characters walking around in the video game, you know, They're just automated, you know, from whoever created the game, and that's how it is here. They're on automatic, all these people, all these bodies, they're on automatic according to how they're being controlled on the other levels, and they don't recognize it at all. And so, you know, when you simply just pay attention to the all-natural environment, how simple and wonderful and pure it is, you see the comparison really easily, really quickly to what's going on here and how none of it really makes sense. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So, yeah, and life doesn't change. Life just becomes more aware of itself. And so, yeah, realistically, we're not affected by it without real awareness. And no one is, but it's learning to pay attention to your real awareness so that you can be okay when you leave here. And even while you're here, because otherwise you're not okay. You're just a controlled body here. So, yeah, like I said, what we're doing is really cool, and it's really, really cool when other people see it, recognize what we're doing for what it is, and step up and share. So, yeah.
Oh, and thanks, Henry. That was a good batch of information about the new presentation. That's part of trying to help people recognize more than what creation is. It's like the sun looking down on us here on Earth and seeing what's going on. It would seem like, it would be like what people call hell. You see bombs being dropped on men, women, and children on parts of the Earth, and a whole lot of the Earth being set ablaze and controlling brutalitarians causing earthquakes to wipe out people and places, and then we have the radioactive poisons being dumped into our oceans, and it's just amazing these experiences that we continue to accept as being just something that's normal practically, instead of mankind being to the point where he becomes aware that there's a lot better life than what we're seeing on Earth here. And there is an opportunity to become aware of real universes through real guidance so we can find our way to earn our way out of these psych realms. There's real guides like Reba Zartars and Paul Twitchell and Phoebe Quans and Rami Nuri, Tawart Manaji and Kata Daki and Gopal Das, Phoebe Quans, Shamasi Tabriz, and these beings are here to help us get out of these psych realms. All these experiences and lessons into the real universes. So I guess that's just up to each person to decide for themselves whether they want to pay attention or not when something's being offered them. If it's something that they see as important, there's the information is available to become involved in the projects in the new presentation through and the wonderful worldwide educators. If you're trying to find out about it. It's all over on the Facebook and on the Skype and on the internet stuff. So to begin with, you would start by testing for yourself the new you sound, song, and then get a hold of the new books that Dwayne the great writer, has wrote and is providing. They're on PDF on the technology, and you can also get them in the physical from lulu.com. So I guess that we've tried to share some information about the new presentation, to present the new presentation. Appreciate your help, Henry, in providing some of the guidance to people to find out about the new presentation. If there's nothing else that you have to say or about it, then I guess we've said enough for today, and we'll end with a singing, unless you have something else you'd like to mention.
No, it's cool. It's been fun, Tim. So
yeah, great.
That's all for today.
Yeah, real great. Now, if I could make this technology work, it went off on my studio. Let's see. Okay, there it's back. So I'll, I guess, start by singing new you. Henry, would you like to sing the new you?
New.
Thanks again. We'll see ya.
Okay, thanks, Tim. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.